Last week, Paul talked about the birth of a vision. Today, Paul will be talking about the stages of the birth. Let's join Paul now for the stages of the birth.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Wharton, and I would like to once again welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We're going to continue our talk on the birth of a spiritual vision. Last time we talked about how a spiritual vision is kind of tied in with the concept of a woman giving birth to a physical child. On some of the things that she goes through and feels, and they kind of tie that in the same way a person would go through in a spiritual vision. The natural birth process that brings a human baby into the world is similar to the birth of a vision in the spiritual world. Yesterday we meditated on the conception and development of a vision. The next stage is travail. In Ecclesiastes 5:3, it states, "For a dream cometh through multitude of businesses." The meaning of the word multitude is great. Business according to one meaning is travail, meaning difficult. So a dream or vision comes through great travail. In natural birth, there are facts about travail that parallel the spiritual travail. With a vision, natural travail is a time of intense, concentrated effort to birth a child. This time of travail is also called labor. As in the delivery of a child, a spiritual vision is birthed by intense mental, physical, and spiritual concentration. In the natural world, during a time of travail, the one giving birth must let the natural birth process take control. Physically forcing the baby into the birth canal before it opens can kill the child. The same is true in the spiritual world. In order to birth a spiritual vision, you must let God take complete control of your life. If you try to birth the vision in your own strength, it will harm or abort the plan of God. Everything within you may cry out push and to bring the spiritual vision forth with natural abilities, but by self-effort, you can destroy that vision. As a mother in travail hides from the public gaze, those in labor spiritually must be alone with God. The birth of a vision, a revelation of your divine destiny, will not occur if you are constantly busy, surrounded by people and projects, and other things that we get tied up in life. As a mother about to give birth, you must seek seclusion for spiritual birthing. Travail is not easy. If you have been going through difficult times through no fault of your own, could it be that God is birthing a new vision in you? Many times people blame Satan for circumstances that God actually engineers to take them to their destiny. Take time to be alone with God during the difficult times of travail. Let the Holy Spirit bring forth the vision in God's perfect timing. Let God maintain control of the process, because if you try to bring your vision to pass in your own strength, you will harm it or abort it. Spiritual birth, like natural birth, is a process. Let's say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of talking and discussing what you would have for us to do. Father, I pray that you will open our hearts, that you will open our minds, and Father, that we will let you and your Holy Spirit to do this naturally, to bring about the spiritual vision that you would have for us to carry out. That, Father, we won't try to do it our own time and our own way, but that we will go through you and do it through you and through your will, and let the Holy Spirit guide and direct this spiritual vision within us. That, Father, that we can have it come and be brought out before us, that we will do your perfect will, and it will do to your honor. Father, we thank you for this, and we pray that you will bless everyone that hears this, and touch us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All material was furnished by Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoyed Paul's teaching. You can write us or email us. Our email address is ltm4christ.com. Again, that's ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington, 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministry.